Hi, and welcome to the 40th episode of the Language Mannerings podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today in one of my English classes, my student asked me, how has my global perspective changed in the past 20 years since I started learning foreign languages? I'm about to turn 35 in next month, and I started learning languages when I was like 14, 15 in my first year of high school. And before then, I would say just growing up in California, Southern California, my attitude was just, I think, very typical of most Americans is that we don't really care about what goes on outside of the United States. We just focus on what goes on in our local community, in our city, in our region and in our state. And if we live in an area where there might be a couple states, maybe that like a tri-state area, something like that. But in reality, I had no idea where a lot of countries were in the world. And if I went on to watch the news, it was something about how bad the traffic was, that there was a car accident, that maybe there was a shooting somewhere. And because it's Southern California, if it rained, it was a miracle. So the news was really not all that interesting. And then finally, around like 6:30, there would be the nightly news with Tom Brokaw, and it would be national news and international news for a half hour. So compared to just local and state news for an hour, and then national news and international news, which really got very little airtime, it's very easy to imagine that the world basically revolved around the United States. And that's kind of the perspective that I had when I was a teenager. Then I started learning Spanish and started interacting with Spanish speakers who were in my classes, and starting to ask them how things were in their country, why they decided to come live in the United States. And at the time, I think Mexico had a really bad image. It was just very dangerous, corruption, drug trafficking, narco violence. And the people who come to the United States, who visit California and want to go and live there, a lot of times I saw them working in the fields and picking fruits and vegetables. So I did get an image that was not fair to represent that country. But being able to talk with some people in their language started to help me get a little bit of perspective on how things might be outside of the United States. And then when I started learning French, I had the opportunity when I was about 17 to go visit Europe for the first time. So I visited Frankfurt, Geneva, some parts of southeast France, and northern Italy. So I all of a sudden, in the course of a week, I was in four different countries in Europe for the first time in my life, and exposed to just so many Europeans, and just comparing life in Europe with life in the United States. And it really opened my eyes to just the way things were outside of the States. And at that point, I think I became very obsessed with French language and French culture. And I just set it upon myself that I was going to move back to France eventually. And I think I think there's a calendar that I have from 1999 when I came back to the States, and I marked this in this kind of all capital letters, like, I will move back to France. I think I wrote this in French, maybe. Eventually I did. I decided to focus on studying French at the university, and when I moved to France, it just, again, broadened my perspective so much, because not only was I in contact with Europeans, but I started to come into contact with people from different countries in Africa, from Algeria, from Egypt, Morocco, Tunisia. There were other countries that spoke French as well, like Senegal. And one thing as a result of meeting those people is I realized how much influence there is in the United States in terms of racism. When I was growing up, I remember in sixth grade when I was about 12 years old, we had a course or some sessions about like discrimination in the United States. And one thing I didn't like about those classes was that they were teaching us all these labels for different people and based on their background or their color or of skin or the language that they spoke. And they told us, no, don't learn these terms because you shouldn't use them. And my whole perspective at that time was, well, then why teach them to me? If you don't want me to use these labels when I see other people, don't teach them to me. So living in Europe really exposed this very difficult aspect of life in the United States in that we're not a united country. We're called the United States, but we're not a united country. We have a lot of conflict and just social issues based on labeling people and creating stereotypes about those people. And one particular anecdote that I can think of is that I visited my brother in Chicago. Having not lived in the States for like a year or something, I decided to take a bus from the suburb to downtown Chicago. And I think as I got on the bus, I was one of the only people on it at the time because it was about an hour or so to take the bus. But once I got on, I went through all of these suburbs that are in between, and I realized I was a minority on that bus. There was just me and maybe one other person. And all of a sudden, these thoughts and fears suddenly came onto me as I was taking this bus ride through these suburbs. And I thought, why am I feeling this? Why do I think about this? This should not be this way. I should not have these thoughts about people I don't know, that I know nothing about. Who am I to judge these people? Because anytime that I was living in Europe and meeting people from North Africa and other parts of Africa, and also people who were born in France, I had a clean slate. I knew nothing about these people and their culture, and I had nothing to judge them by. So I just accepted them as who they are and as people, as we should. And I really just had nothing to judge based on skin color or stereotypes. And suddenly I was in the United States on this bus and kind of reflecting on things that I had been grown up in American society to think about certain people and their background and their skin color. And I thought, this is so ridiculous. Why is this? And I finally arrived at some kind of conclusion of like, anytime I'm on a bus or something or the metro in Paris, and just if somebody from Asia walks in the door, I don't think anything of it. I don't grab my wallet. I don't check my bag or my backpack. But with other people, it was just some kind of a gut reaction. And I was very uncomfortable with having that reaction. And since that trip to Chicago and since those times, I've just been very, very critical of what I was grown up to, think about different people, different backgrounds. And so living abroad has really forced me to think critically about life in the United States, societal issues, and just the way people get along or don't get along. And as I watch the news of different situations of tension between citizens and the police, and it's very unfortunate to see how things evolve in the United States. And it's still a very young country, and the results of slavery and the Civil War have just not been resolved. There's still a very fresh wound, and people have not yet been able to move on and just start collaborating and working together and just being civil to each other. So living in Europe and being exposed to people of many, many different countries, I had students who were from, many of them obviously from France, but there were people, I remember one student from the ex-Yugoslavia, one student from Madagascar, there were a couple students from Portugal, some students from Asia. I remember a student from Vietnam and trying to learn a few expressions in Vietnamese. Also some students from China. So there was a big mix of people from all around Europe and Asia and Africa. And when I was living in the dormitories and the Cité Universitaire, there was a lot of people from the different countries because each country had its own house. And there were some events that I went to that were organized at other houses. And some of the houses had the possibility, like if you lived in your respective country for like a year or two, the next year you had the opportunity of taking a room in a different house. So for some people studying a foreign language, it was a really good opportunity to be living among students of those countries. I remember in the American house, there were a lot of study abroad students from different parts of the United States, but they were only there for like a few months. And there was a real big difference in perspective from the people who were only there for a few months and those of us who were living in the house for like a year or who had been there for 2 years or 3 years and who had really invested in living abroad and studying abroad. And it was sometimes a bit annoying, sometimes a bit frustrating to try to communicate and deal with my fellow Americans who were only there for like 2-3 months and who just would complain about the local culture and would just really complain about a lot of things. And they were going through, I guess, culture shock and comparing life in France to the United States, which is normal, but they did not seem to be making many efforts to adapt or to really learn how to speak French and to integrate, even though they were there for just a few months. They were basically kind of living in the States in their mind, although they were in France. And there were just little things that would get on my nerves from time to time. And I would roll my eyes and move on and probably not integrate or communicate very much with them. But it does teach me to become a little bit more tolerant of people living abroad for the first time. And I think I've started to value friendships that I have built with other people living abroad and who have abroad experience and who have an experience that is different from just living in the States. And it's difficult to find those people who have a similar experience, who have lived abroad, but I think each person that I do find has something of value to contribute in conversation, or they have a different perspective on things. After living in Europe for 6 years, I decided to move to Mexico City, and I wanted to get a better understanding of the culture here because I had only been here on vacation for Christmas or for summer, and that being on vacation doesn't exactly give a full perspective of what life is like on a daily basis. So living in Mexico really forced me to challenge any stereotypes about Mexicans and Mexican culture and the level of education or social status. And I have many, many students here who are very, very well educated, very, very affluent, and travel significantly. And they really challenge any stereotypes that people in the United States may have about Mexicans. That I have had students who have traveled to the States and who say that they were treated somewhat bizarrely because the fact that they were well educated, and affluent and working for some major companies, and people just could not believe that they were from Mexico because those people had a certain stereotype regarding the country. So living here has really changed my perspective on the country. And anyone who has visited me and has had an opportunity to travel around the country really changes their perspective to the culture, the food, the history, how friendly the people are, how welcoming people are, how gracious they are, and what wonderful hosts they are. So it's very unfortunate when you see things in the United States about how we treat foreigners, or especially how we judge people from Mexico or people from Spanish-speaking countries. It's very unfortunate, the level of discrimination and intolerance. I've made an effort in my own life to be as tolerant and open-minded as I can, and it's something that I want to help my children develop as they grow up, because they are growing up speaking three languages. They're going to become at minimum trilingual, and we're going to have to provide them with opportunities to visit the United States so that they can identify what it is to be American, to visit Europe and to see family in France. And obviously they are growing up right now in Mexico and knowing the culture and the language, which is probably their main first language to begin with. But I don't know what their self-identity is going to be. How are they going to describe themselves? I at least know I spent 20 years of my life living in the United States, growing up mainly in a monolingual environment until I was about 14, 15 and decided to start learning Spanish and French and then some German, and then decided to start learning everything. But my perspective now has just really been very sensitive to cultural issues, trying to be very diplomatic whenever there are potential problems that could create conflict, especially in the Facebook group that has close to 9,000 people from around the world. And it's very difficult sometimes to manage how there may be sensitive topics related to religion or politics or just personal issues. And it is complex to try to be diplomatic and to make sure that there's a friendly learning environment where people from all nationalities can participate. It's not an easy task. And being confronted with cultural differences and trying to be sensitive to those issues, it really forces me to keep an open mind and to try to really, anytime that there's something in the news and that's misrepresentative of other countries or what's going on in terms of a conflict that might be two-sided, but there might be some bias in terms of whose side is being taken in the media. I really try to reach out to people from those communities, from those countries, to figure out what really is going on. What is the situation, so that I can get an objective perspective, if possible, or a perspective from many, many people involved, and to try to develop my own opinion or my own understanding of what's currently going on, what has gone on historically, and how the future may develop in certain areas. Over the last 20 years of learning foreign languages, living abroad, and continuing to live abroad, I consider myself a world global citizen, and that because of that status, it's my responsibility to become familiar with as many languages as possible, and to discover, at least through the internet, to discover as many countries as possible, and to consider each country as if it were my own, be able to communicate with people, and in the context of teaching English, how I can help them with their studies, and how they can use English so that they can have access to communicating with other people who may be from different parts of the world. So it's really a privilege to be able to teach English to such a global audience and a potentially growing audience where English is a worldwide language that people use to communicate with each other. And I just hope that more people out there will be willing to kind of confront their perspective on other countries or any stereotypes that they may have to really stop discriminating people and stop having unfair opinions about people and to really start to get to know countries through individuals and to develop their own opinion and not generalize and not use stereotypes and not allow the media or biased opinions to develop our opinion for us. That's a little bit of my perspective on how things have changed for me in 20 years and 13 of which living abroad. That's a little bit of my feelings on that subject, but it's a really good question, and I think everybody should take some time to reflect and question their thoughts and their opinions about other cultures. And if you have any comments or anything that you would like to add to this discussion, feel free to leave a comment on this podcast, or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. That's HUGGINS International@gmail.com, or you can visit my website at HugginsInternational.com. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.